The Southeast Alaska State Fair will go on this year, and DOT will begin repairs on the Dyea Road. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The Southeast Alaska State Fair plans to resume some events, including the Haines Fair, in 2021. Last year's calendar was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It won't be a normal year, but most events are slated to resume with pandemic precautions in place. Southeast Alaska State Fair Executive Director Carrie Johnson says events are likely to be smaller and will certainly be outside. But she's planning a Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haines.
We are hopeful. I mean, yes, there's going to be one. It might be big. It might be small. You know, I think we'll kind of wait and see what happens.
The size of the fair depends on a number of factors, she said. Whether or not the Canadian border will reopen is a big one. The border reopening is also a linchpin to the decision of whether or not to hold a beer fest this year. About 70% of the attendance comes from the Yukon. That's what makes it financially viable. Even if the border opens, Johnson says they're still unsure if the event can be made safe enough. The fair's board has put that decision off until at least February. But the Winter Games, the Spring Fling, the Haines Fisherman's Salmon Barbecue, and the Backcountry Games are all back on the calendar.
Our goal is just to do, you know, small outdoor events, focus locally. If we're able to bring in more for during the fair, then great. But we are basically planning on just making sure that we have some events to go on.
Johnson says it isn't likely to be a big money-making season for the nonprofit, but the goal is to put on as many events as possible. The state's Department of Transportation is slated to begin work on the Dyea Road this Thursday after weeks of pressure from Skagway officials. Residents say it's been unsafe since the December 2nd storm. State officials say they're taking advantage of a good weather window to fix storm damage to the Dyea Road. It's been closed except to local traffic for nearly 2 months. Dyea resident Jeff Brady says the road is reduced to one lane in parts and still in pretty bad shape.
And it really took out portions of the road there. It didn't totally wipe out the road, but it caused a lot of damage to it.
The Dyea Advisory Board described it as unsafe, narrow, and extremely rough. Early in January, the state of the road was a point of discussion on the assembly dais. Assemblymember Orion Hansen, a contractor, said his employees were reluctant to use the road to travel into town for work. An estimated 100 people live out the road and must cross the damaged areas to get to town. Hansen said the road should have been taken care of. It was damaged in a regional disaster.
The governor has declared Southeast Alaska and named Skagway as part of the disaster area. And this is very clearly caused by the same disaster, and it's only getting worse. It's not very safe at all, and it really needs to be addressed.
DOT spokesman Sam Dapsevich says the work was held up due to avalanches on the Klondike Highway, which is a higher priority for the department. He said the good weather should mean crews won't be sent up the highway. The Dyea work crew's first task this week will be a repair around mile 3. That's intended to prevent future slide damage.
They're going to be building a kind of a containment system out of concrete retaining wall style blocks and filling in behind it, which should keep material from sliding onto the roadway.
A maintenance foreman and materials engineers will come up from Juneau to assist with the process. The work should wrap up by next Tuesday. The road will be closed to all traffic every day from 8 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. A long-term recovery group is coordinating the various entities offering relief to Haines residents affected by December's severe storm. But as KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the challenge is to enact a plan without knowing what kind of state and federal assistance will be available in the future.
Haines resident Sarah Chapel has been helping organize stakeholders involved in the long-term recovery following December's destructive storm. She says the group is made up of representatives from any organization that can provide resources for the relief effort.
So that might be disaster response agencies like the Red Cross, faith-based organizations, nonprofits, community organizations, and, you know, the private sector.
She says right now they're focused on getting money and resources to families. Case managers with the state and the Salvation Army are working with those affected by the storm to figure out what each individual has, what they need, and what their situation will be in the future. Chapel says one of the goals of long-term recovery is to make sure that the individuals who need the most help get the most support.
Sometimes that means holding back a little bit in the beginning because we're just not sure where those long-term needs are going to fall after we hear from some of the other programs that are in place.
She says local organizations and nonprofits want to provide assistance for things that won't be covered by state and federal relief. But it's still unclear what that relief will look like. Earlier this month, the state began accepting applications for assistance from residents who were impacted by December's storm. They received over 100 applications from residents across Southeast Alaska. About 50 applications came from Haines. Jeremy Zedek is a spokesperson for the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
What we do is we categorize the applicants depending on the needs that they have, with temporary housing needs being the folks that would receive assistance first.
According to Zedek, 20 displaced residents in Southeast Alaska have started receiving temporary housing assistance from the state. The Salvation Army has also been helping cover rent for displaced families in Haines. But Zedek says some of the other relief available under the state's individual assistance program has not been rolled out yet. That's because Governor Mike Dunleavy plans to make a request for assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Zedek says they can't duplicate efforts.
So if the state comes in and provides funding for some type of home repair, and then FEMA wants to come in and provide that same assistance, then we would have to ask the applicant for reimbursement for those state funds. And that's something that we don't want to do. It complicates the process, and it can really frustrate our applicant.
State officials and FEMA staff recently completed a preliminary damage assessment for the 2020 Southeast Alaska storm disaster. Based on the data from that report, the governor will make a request to FEMA. Zedek says that will likely happen within a week or so. When and how the federal agency will respond is not clear. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.